This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
Panthers quarterback Cam Newton is expected to be released from the hospital today after he was injured in a two-car crash in Charlotte. Newton suffered two fractures in his lower back.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, December 10, 2014. Here are your BlackAmericaWeb.com headlines. They're calling it Winter Storm Damon. You know, they started naming the winter storms, and so this is Winter Storm Damon, bringing heavy rain, winds, and snow to the Northeast. This is yesterday, prompting hundreds of flight cancellations and flooding concerns, and it will continue to drench the I-95 corridor from Boston to Washington, D.C. over the next 2 days, and they say that they are set for icy road conditions and up to 2 feet of snow in New England.
Damon paid them.
No.
To use his name.
Seriously?
Yeah, he got shows coming up, and he needs to publish.
Ignorant, man. He needs a name. Damon paid Damon. Get out of
here. A storm named Damon.
Next thing you know, it's going to be Storm.
Damon pay. I know Damon. Player, would Damon pay somebody to?
Yes, he would. Yes,
he got a show every weekend somewhere. This just helps him put some, bodies in the
seat. Seriously,
Storm
silly.
Damon.
Yeah, right.
Yesterday, the Senate Intelligence Committee released their report on the CIA and what they did in the days following 9/11 to those that they held in the prisons. And some of the techniques used are very disturbing. At least two mock executions, according to the reports, among other techniques that went unreported in the agency's cables. And they say they included nudity, dietary manipulation, exposure to cold temperatures, cold showers, and rough takedowns. And they say that it is going to be interesting to see how this all falls out. This is during the President Bush II's administration in the days following 9/11. A story out of East Point, Georgia, in which a young woman was found murdered in her home and her child there by her side. And now it turns out that the police have arrested her husband, who hired his best friend to murder his wife. This is the allegation in which Tiffany Pugh was killed, and her husband, who is a DJ at a strip club in the Atlanta area, has now been arrested as well, along with his best friend. His name is Andre Pugh, and they say that the strip club DJ hired his best friend to murder his wife, and he was home, came home to discover her body. Even worse, the man that has been identified as Adrian Harley allegedly killed Tiffany Pugh and then served it as a pallbearer during her funeral. The fake story of the robbery gone wrong came after 2 weeks of investigation, and the DJ Awesome is his name, was busted while playing Saturday at Club Onyx in Atlanta.
I know what that club is.
Few clues still in the slain mother found in the Houston area, and the Amber Alert still out there for her baby, and the baby's father is missing as well. They have the body of Anastasia Lambert and was removed from a dolly in the apartment because her body had been found in a refrigerator.
So crazy this time of year.
It's not this year.
And you know what? You're right. It's not just this time of year.
It's not.
It's been year round.
Yeah. It is looking like
crazy.
The fight between Diddy and Drake was over a song. The Miami Beach fight area between
that we never saw.
Diddy Combs and Drake was over a Grammy-nominated tune. And it's called 0 to 100, The Catch Up. And it was written and produced by Boy Wonder. And they said that Diddy just kind of sat on the song and didn't do anything with it. And Drake took it. And it was a hit. And this is what the fight was about. This is their
speculation. I like my explanation yesterday better.
Which was?
Sirrah.
Yeah.
Drake wanted Grey Goose.
And
that's all it.
Diddy can't abide by that.
Yes. It was Diddy's party.
Today, they are expected to hear who Time Magazine is unveiling as the person of the year. And some of those that the finalists are the Ferguson protesters, the Ebola caregivers, Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah. Taylor Swift.
She got
the people behind her. I mean, she's.
And Roger Goodell are amongst those that are being considered for person of the year.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! No, not this year.
Really?
Not after that Thanksgiving ass whipping. I don't think.
Those are your headlines.
15 before the hour. This is the TJMS.